Welcome to WISO Weekend, WISO's weekly radio magazine. I'm Jerry Kenny. On today's program, another excellent in-studio performance from 11th Hour. The Fairmont High a cappella group graced us with their appearance and vocals on Excursions this week, so a lot of music in today's program. We'll hear from Community Voices producer Seth Gordon, and later in the program, Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac. Up first, the results from Tuesday's special election in Ohio are still unofficial as provisional and absentee ballots continue to be counted. And though it varies from precinct to precinct and county to county, voter turnout overall was expectedly low. Voters in 23 Ohio counties decided on 28 issues. 19 of those were school tax levies. But no matter if an issue passed or failed, it was still decided on by a relatively few number of people who had the ability to participate in the decision-making process. Dr. Tom Lasley with the School of Education and Health Sciences at the University of Dayton explains why that's a problem.
With small turnouts, you get either people who are strongly opposed and are able to align themselves with others in a way that creates a negative vote, or I would argue even where you have positive votes, you don't have full community support of an initiative.
Some examples from Tuesday's election. In Warren County, just over 1,100 voters pushed through a tax increase that will affect more than 36,000 residents. Turnout across the county was less than 11%. In German Township, just 241 people, less than 7% of eligible voters, pushed through a 0.5 mil parks and recreation levy. Butler Township and Clark County saw above average turnout for issues on their ballots in the election, but those outcomes were still made by a minority of eligible voters. Steve Harsman with the Montgomery County Board of Elections says there's a reason some ballot issues turn up in special elections.
A lot of times it's strategic reasons why jurisdictions put their issue on in that type of election because of the low turnout.
After getting the issue on the ballot, it takes some marketing effort to get the word out and get voters to the polls, but Harsman says there's also a cost for jurisdictions using this strategy.
In a special election situation, we do charge back 100% of those costs to those jurisdictions for conducting that election.
Those jurisdictions that had issues voted down on Tuesday will have their next shot at additional funding in November, when more levy requests are likely to come to a ballot near you. Congressman Mike Turner of Ohio's 10th District is chairman of the House Armed Services Subcommittee on Tactical Air and Land Forces. This week, he met with Civilian Defense Department employees from Wright-Patt who have been impacted by furloughs. According to Turner, the workers told stories of high weeds on the base, closed bathroom facilities, and other workplace maintenance lapses. They also talked about how shorter work weeks have created financial hardships.
But it's extraordinary to think that we could be allowing weeds to grow at Wright-Patterson Air Force Base so that facilities could be broken and not repaired, including restrooms. I mean, we really have gotten to the point where it is clear that the sequestration, which I opposed, is having drastic effects both our military readiness and also the morale of our employees that work for Department of Defense.
Turner says the announcement of fewer furlough days is a step in the right direction, but the DOD needs to go even further.
There should be no furloughs at all. The effects it's having on our ability to protect our country, the fact that 50% of the overall cuts proposed by the president in sequestration fall on the Department of Defense, which is less than 18% of our overall budget, these are certainly the type of cuts that I think put our nation at risk.
Colonel Cassie Barlow, commander of Wright-Patterson Air Force Base, says it could take weeks to catch up on the backlog of work created by the furloughs. And Barlow, 88th Air Base Wing Commander, says base leaders have started planning for possible cuts and potential furloughs next year. Furloughs were ordered as part of mid-year federal budget cuts, but this week defense officials announced that the unpaid days off would be shortened from 11 days to 6 days. It includes about 10,000 civil service workers at Wright-Patt. Barlow told reporters at a press conference that the effects of the furlough days will linger as workers try to catch up. A college degree is viewed as one way to gain access to a decent standard of living. To pay for it, most students and families will turn to student loans and the financial aid office at the college they attend, a field that few aspire to but many find rewarding. The director of financial aid plays a crucial institutional role. But who are the people that do this work? Where do they come from? WISO Community Voices producer Seth Gordon has one person's story.
I first met Larry Brickman as a student leader 13 years ago when he interviewed for the financial aid director position at Antioch College. He wore cowboy boots to the interview, and I liked him right away. The world of financial aid is one filled with formulas and acronyms. Spend an hour with someone in the field, and it's difficult to see what would draw someone in.
EFC is Estimated Family Contribution,
okay,
which basically says, based on the information that your family has put together on this FAFSA.
Larry has always enjoyed the minutiae associated with his field. That was the other thing I remember about his interview, that he liked to read federal regulations, something that seemed unfathomable to me at the time. Who likes to read regulations? As college has increased in price, so has the pressure on the director of financial aid, who sits at the nexus of three equally demanding entities, the Fed, the college, and the student. And the director has to balance the needs of all three equally. But Larry's professional life did not begin with financial aid. It began with dance.
I loved the applause. I just loved the feeling of getting the applause, getting the attention of an audience. And that was just really enthralled. I was enthralled by it. I really like dancing, and it's just really high energy and just makes me feel really, really free.
It was the early 80s, and Larry's passion had turned into a serious career path. He began teaching and finding small parts on stage and in local shows in Los Angeles and in another new medium.
Video was just coming into play, and so one of the videos that happened, it was either a Chorus Line was auditioning or Thriller. So we auditioned and went through three, four different callbacks. I was very, very lucky. And my professional training was only about maybe 4 years straight. There were 20 of us. There were 10 guys and 10 girls. We rehearsed and danced for 3 or 4 weeks, day and night. Got paid $500, $300, $500 for the entire shoot. And that was a lot.
You're featured pretty prominently. You're not in the back. You were in the front.
I was in behind Michael.
Yeah. And
which
so
was kind of the good thing about being short was being short.
Right.
You know, the one thing I always lucked out, and whenever I did a show, I was always in front because of my height. Thriller costumes were fabulous. They were fitted to the T. It was hot, but it was so much fun. Michael's rehearsing with the whole time. He works with us very closely. He works with his dancers. He ate with us. He was just an incredible human being. He was so nice and so sweet and so down to earth and cares about the people he works with.
Would you say that's the climax of your dance career or what?
Yeah, I would. And I turned into be three videos.
Which were what?
Were the Thriller video, White Wedding, and All Night Long with Lionel Richie. Come on and sing
along. After a decade as a dancer, changes in the industry and Larry's health contributed to his need to find a new way to support himself.
I came into the business as a receptionist at a school in Los Angeles, and I was a temp through a temp agency, and they wanted to hire me a full-time, and I said not as a receptionist. So they said, well, we have a financial aid counselor position open, and I said, what's that?
30 days later, the director quit, and Larry was offered the job. His new school invested in training him, and he grew professionally, moving from college to college, always as the director of financial aid. Still, from Thriller to financial aid, I had to know what the connection was. How did that decade of experience as a dancer help you?
With financial aid?
Yeah.
I can tell you that very easily. Retention. When I would learn dance numbers, dance songs, learn lines for my little bit lines that I have in shows, I have to remember a lot of regulations and a lot of changes that go on in financial aid, not only on a daily or annual basis, but on a monthly basis, et cetera. When I was younger, I could read regulations and retain them very, very easily, just like I did dance. But financial aid, it's you go into it and you're, wham, you're in it. And you better know it and you better learn it quickly, because as fast as you learn it, it changes. I love the attention. I love when everybody is on me. It's all about me. I just got that. I get that high. It's a natural high for me. And when I'm good at what I do, I like to show that and like to share that. I've met a lot of people with a lot of different creative backgrounds. Some are artists, some are singers, musicians, actors, painters.
So it's
very interesting. I'm not unusual in that aspect. But I find that a lot of people that have artist histories seem to be the best financial aid people, because they're compassionate. They're considerate. They're warm. They have a good sense of humor. And you have to be a little crazy to like financial aid. My appreciation is what I get back from dance when people are applauding and laughing and saying, you know, I just thoroughly enjoyed you, or you made me cry. In financial aid, it's like you made a difference in my life. You were there. You listened. And it's the same thing in dance and in acting. You have to listen. You have to hear. You have to hear the music. You have to hear the steps. You have to see the steps. But you have to hear the steps. So with every beat of the drum, every beat of the violin, or whatever the case may be, you have to picture that step in your mind, and then you have to think ahead of yourself. And it's the same thing with financial aid. You have to think, what's the future? I have to believe in what I'm doing. I have to believe in the school. And I think a lot of financial aid people in this business believe in what they do for students.
Larry is currently making a difference working as the in-house financial aid expert for a new startup software company. He is working to assist financial aid offices with growing federal reporting requirements. For WYSO Community Voices, this is Seth Gordon.
Seth Gordon is chair of WYSO's Resource Board and a participant in this year's Community Voices training course. Hear more stories from that training course tonight at 7 p.m. on the 2013 Community Voices special, and meet the new Community Voices producers as well as course instructors Sarah Buckingham and Nina Ellis at a special screenless screening at the Film Dayton Festival on Saturday, August 24th, 11 a.m. at the Neon Movie Theater. Listeners to Excursions this week were treated to an a cappella extravaganza. 11th Hour, a high school pop a cappella group from Kettering Fairmont, performed. It's well worth a repeat performance this Sunday morning. In the interview, Nikki Dakota chatted it up with the group's current members about the yearly rotation of voices in that group.
Sing, sing, sing.
I just wholeheartedly agree with that. The human voice singing is among my favorite sounds on the planet. And we're all in luck because we have some of the finest right here in the studio. Welcome, 11th Hour. Thanks for coming.
Hello.
Welcome.
Hi.
You guys have been just a lovely presence here. Every so often you flit by and leave us with the reverb echoes of your dulcet tones. It's just a pleasure to welcome all seven of you. If you would, hit us a note, 11th Hour on 91.3.
Bum, 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 bum.
And turn the lights down low. Put some music on soft and slow. Baby, we ain't got no place to go. I hope you understand. I've been thinking about this all day long.
All day long.
Never felt a feeling quite this strong.
Quite this strong.
I can't believe how much it turns me on.
Turns me on. Just to be your man.
Let's go over what I had in mind. Baby, lock them doors and turn the lights down low. Put some music on soft and slow. Baby, we ain't got no place to go. I hope you understand. I've been thinking about this all day long. Never felt a feeling quite this strong. I can't believe how much it turns me on. Just to be your man.
Just wanna be your
woman. Ain't nobody ever loved nobody the way that I love you.
Yeah, yeah.
We're alone now. You don't know how long I wanted to. Lock them doors and turn the lights down low. Put some music on soft and slow. Baby, we ain't got no place to go. I hope you understand.
I've been thinking about this all day long. Never felt a feeling that was quite this strong. I can't believe how much it turns me on. Just to be your man. I can't believe how much it turns me on. Just to be your man. Much it turns me on.
Ooh, Dad.
Just to be your man.
Eleventh hour on Excursions on 91.3 WYSO. I'm just so delighted you're here. If you would come forward, say your name and the part of the vocal range that you claim.
I sing alto too, and my name is Rachel Keithley.
I sing soprano too, and I'm Holly Jenis.
I'm Libby Grohl, and I sing alto one.
I'm Katie Moore, and I sing soprano one.
I'm Sam Bodery, I'm the vocal percussionist.
I'm Aaron Googe, and I sing the bass.
I'm AJ Breslin, and my voice isn't as low as Aaron's, I sing tenor.
I'm so delighted to hear many of you are friends of the show. It means you have been here not just one, even more times. You've been coming here for the both of you guys a couple of, has it been 3 years? Have you been 3 years ago?
Is, yeah.
At least
something
two.
Something like that. Something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just so delighted to have you here. And the thing is, we have one new member from last time around, but tell us the nature of this choir at Fairmont High School that it's ongoing. It's like it's a continual, perpetual state of evolution and metamorphosis.
Well, every year we have auditions to get a new group, and people from the last group, you know, come in and they re-audition again, and a lot of times they get in because they know the system and stuff. But
right.
Yeah, every single year it's a new lineup. We all have to audition. We all get an audition piece that's chosen from the year before. It's repertoire.
Uh-huh.
We have to learn that and sing it to see if we can hold our own.
So in this lineup that we're hearing today with the six singers and the vocal percussionist, when did you guys get together for the first time?
Last August.
Wow. Yeah. So right out of here. Well, I'm just so delighted. Look at that. And then I got more to say about Sam, the vocal percussionist today, because he's been with me as an intern for the last several months. But but before that, would y'all be so kind enough to hit us another tune?
Yes.
Dark, and these final hours. 'cause I've been thinking about you. No, 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 I've been thinking about you. No, 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 I've been thinking about you. Do you think about me still? Do you think about me? I don't think so far ahead, 'cause I've been thinking about forever. Ooh. Do you not think so far ahead? 'Cause I've been thinking about forever. Oh no, 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 'cause I can't make you love me if you don't. And you can't make your heart feel something it won't. And here in the dark,
did somebody tell you guys that's my all-time favorite heartbreak song?
No.
Oh, man. So nice. Sam Bodery, the vocal percussionist, you've been an intern that has set a new bar for the standard of all future interns. It has just been a delight to work with you, and I've been so glad that you're here. But you're graduating. This is the end of your 11th hour, and that has to be true. Who all's moving on this time?
Yeah, so I'm graduating, Sam. AJ
is graduating.
Wow.
So is Aaron.
Okay.
And Holly.
Okay. So you guys got the next lineup picked out, or what are you doing? Yeah, you're doing it now.
The next lineup is picked out, and they actually have already had a couple rehearsals. So yeah. They've seen them.
Didn't they rehearse last night?
Yeah.
Aw, what a delight. I'm so pleased you came today, and if you'd place one more, I promise not to be too much more greedy.
Goodbye, should I lay you down the law that I live by? Don't maybe next time. I've got a thick tie. Remember the words that go on so long. Simpler than ever and before. Someone else's hands.
But why not me? Philosophy began. And I said, ooh, how I gotta get up. Oh, I gotta get up. Oh, I gotta get up. Ba 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 do ba do ba 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 do ba ba. Maybe is a vicious little word that can slay me. Keep me when I'm hurting. You make me hang from your hair. No more. I won't beg to buy a shot at your back door. But make it at the sight of you. What for?
What for?
That's not me anymore.
And I'm not the girl that I intend to be.
Oh, 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 oh. But I
thank you, darling. Just you wait and see. Just you wait and see.
But this time not for you and just for me.
Oh,
well, I said, ooh, I gotta get up. oh, I gotta get up, oh, I gotta get up. Ba ba la ba do ba do ba do ba ba la ba do ba do ba do. Ghost of you, wave goodbye to me.
I won't say I'm sorry.
I'll be alright once I find the other side.
Hour live on 91.3 WYSO. Just fabulous. Thanks. Thanks for sharing. And best of luck to you and all that you're doing, those that are moving on. And if you're staying in the band this time around, you have to make plans to come back. Yeah?
Yes.
Will ya?
11th Hour performing on WYSO this week on Excursions. You can find out more about them on our website, wyso.org.
This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac for the first week of late summer. It seems to me now that the spin of the world is speeding up and that time is moving more quickly than it did just a month ago. It seems that late summer is sinking around me and the entire year is collapsing and there's too much left to feel and to do. I struggle to find footholds with which to keep my balance in time. I want to understand everything that's happening to nature and to me, but I get distracted by thinking and trying to know. And then I lose my place and fall away from the path. Of course, there's nothing except the summer itself if I simply talk the walk. Only words make the world. Nothing exists outside the reach of a voice. I look at the ground and I turn it into truth. Two ants, a clump of grass, a dandelion gone to seed, a housefly, a mosquito near my foot, a broken twig. If I pause or stop or wonder or I wish or want, then the real summer becomes longing and nostalgias and regrets and reminiscence. So, I pull myself back and talk the walk again. A black walnut fall onto the sidewalk, a fat Osage fruit thumping to the back garden. I exercise the discipline of a litany and a listing of events, trusting that those events accumulate in words, and that more and more and more will be enough. Well, this is wishful thinking. I'm well aware of that, and it's just a nervous chatter that distracts me from what might really lie behind the shortening of the days. Still, wishing or wanting are the vultures of the word. They rip and tear the flesh of my litany. And if I can stay here without stopping, without looking back or forward, I will keep my balance, and I will talk and talk the walk. This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac. I'll be back again next week with notes for the second week of late summer. In the meantime, let go of nostalgia and longing and just talk the walk.
Bill Felker contributes to newspapers nationwide, including the Yellow Springs News. Bill resides in Yellow Springs. Poor Will's Almanac is also available as a podcast at WYSO.org.
That's it for this edition of WYSO Weekend on 91.3 WYSO, Yellow Springs, Dayton, Springfield, and online at WYSO.org, a community service of Antioch College for the Miami Valley and beyond. I'm Jerry Kenny. Thanks to all our guests, and thank you for listening to WYSO. Coming up next, The Book Nook.